Hello everyone, good morning, good evening and good afternoon. I'm your host Francesca Panillo and welcome to a brand new episode of the Verimed Stories podcast. Today I'm joined by Gaurab, who's going to chat to us about operations in India and what that means for Verimed. So hi Gaurab, welcome, how are you doing today?
Hi Francesca. Good, thank you. Excited to be joining the podcast today.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have you on. It's a slightly kind of different topic for us today, which is cool.
Yes.
So yeah, let's just get cracking then. So I've got like a little bunch of questions I want to go through. But first of all, I think it would just be good for our listeners just to, you know, understand a little bit about you. So can you talk us through your background?
Sure. So I have a bachelor's degree in statistics, and then I thought that probably there isn't much more in statistics, so I did a master's in computer applications.
Okay.
And then I started working in IT. If you know, the IT industry in India is very big and offers a lot of opportunities. So I started working in IT. You know, my first few years were working for various IT companies.
Nice. In terms of like IT, was it more the programming side of things, like software development, or was it something else?
Yeah, it was to do with software development. I was mostly using the Microsoft technologies like the .NET and stuff.
Oh, cool. So how then, if your background, even though you've got a bachelor's in statistics, but you kind of went more down the computing route, how is it you got into the industry of, you know, pharma and biostatistics? Like how did you manage to make that change?
I was working for an e-commerce company, and then I got a call from one of the pharma giants, and then I just thought, well, probably my background in statistics is going to help me. And it was overall a programming job, and I had master's programming, pretty well by then. So I decided to give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, interestingly, I started to see that, the work that we do in data analysis, each of this data has a story to tell, and I was able to pick up the story and then, continue to work in this industry since I joined the pharma company.
Nice. And you said that was more of like a programming role rather than like a strict statistician role?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
my background, I started working as a statistical programmer, and that's been my key role for over these years.
Oh wow! And I take it that was mostly in SAS, or did you start to see R? Like, I don't know what it's like in India, but I take it SAS is still like the main kind of biostatistical programming language for clinical trials.
Yes. So interestingly enough, nowadays we have a lot of buzz around SAS, or even in about R and Python. So when I was a student, we did have those as one of the opportunities we could learn. I actually choose Java and C++ or other stuff as a student. And then when I joined this industry, I learned SAS. So it was, R wasn't that popular at that point. Increasingly R has become more popular nowadays.
Yeah, just like it is everywhere. I think no matter which country you're in, R is definitely making room for itself in pharma.
Yeah.
So I think that brings me on to like trying to understand what the biopharma landscape is like in India. So could you give us just a little insight into, just into like how it is in India? Because I don't know like if it's similar to the UK and like the US, is it very different? Yeah, I'll leave it up to you to take us through that.
Yeah, so I think in India is the pharmaceutical industry in India is very vibrant. So we are seeing a lot of global pharma companies coming to India these days. I mean, every year you will hear a couple of pharma giants entering India and opening up their shop here. Same is with the global CROs. We have a lot of new CROs opening up in India. And then we also have Indian pharma companies and CROs who are working, I mean, who they have been here for a while now. So it's a it's a lot of competition and a lot of opportunities as well.
Yeah, that is very much sounds like the UK and the US as well, that it seems to be more like an up and coming industry in India, I would say, but
Yes.
a great pool of talent and so many different people to tap into with so many different skills. So yeah, like why in that sense, if India is growing in the biopharma industry, like what made you join Verimed?
So, I think I have heard about Veramed since the past few years, and I heard the excellent reputation that Veramed has built. When I came to know more about the mission and vision, I felt like these are aligned with my thoughts and my vision, and I felt that I would be interested to join Veramed and see how we can work together to support our clients also and also grow the team in India.
Yeah. So like why do you think Veramed has like started operations in India then, and what are the main plans going forward?
So India has I think a great pool of talent, which made the Veramed, leadership interested in opening up and setting up an establishment in India. I think India is a very big and diverse country with a lot of a lot of cultures, identities, and a lot of talent pool in different industries or with different backgrounds. These are the ones that we at Veramed would like to tap into and grow our team.
That sounds amazing. And like I know already, we've got a good group of people that have started in India. Do we have like an office, or is it mostly like work from home right now?
So we do not have an office at this moment. Everybody is working from home, but then we do have plans to set up an office probably late Q3.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So our first office in India is going to be at Bangalore. So, we would be excited. I'm just, like counting days when we'll open up the office and I get to go to office. I'm like very much office person, so I would really love to go to office, meet with my colleagues and mingle and work together.
And like where you like forgive me, I don't really my geography of India is shockingly bad. So whereabouts in India is Bangalore? Is it north, south, middle?
Yeah, Bangalore is in southern India.
Oh, it's southern, right? Okay.
Yes.
And is that yourself? Is that where you're based? Are you?
Yes, so I'm based out of Bangalore.
Oh, okay. And I take it like is your role then of head of Verimed India, which I think I forgot to say when I introduced you. What do you think that's going to encompass then? Is like the main thing right now getting the office opened and bringing people together, like face to face and socially as well.
Yes, so I think as the head of Veramed India, my role will be to have like the strategic and operational responsibilities as well as growing the team, hiring talent, and then mentoring and other administrative requirements like overseeing staff, the programs, and all the mission that we need to execute in the India region.
all the fun stuff then.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to it very much.
And in terms of the talent and the types of statisticians and programmers that we will hire into India, and is that more for like the kind of stereotypical clinical, like clinical trial statistician role, programming role, like phase two, phase three trials? Is that sort of like where we're bringing the talent into?
So, while hiring in India, because we are opening up in India and Veramed has already has got a very excellent reputation, so we are, in a process of careful hiring. We are not, chasing everyone. We are looking at the candidates, and we would evaluate if their thought process is aligned with our vision, and and then only we will go forward. And if they also bring the technical competency, and then we are hiring statistical programmers and statisticians to fill in this the clinical trial roles that our client wants to fill in. These are mostly, like late phase or early, they're actually both late phase and early phase, as based on the client demand.
Okay, that's good to know. Fair enough. Then I think what my last question will be then, we always want to be able to look to the future. So where do you see, this is probably a really hard question to answer, but where do you see Verimed India in like 10 years' time? What do you think it's going to look like?
So, my vision is that in 10 years, Veramed would be the clinical research organization to go to for all our clients, and all the all the people in the industry in India would like to work for Veramed. We would probably have multiple offices, probably three or even more offices in different regions. And which, of course, and also have people working from other parts of India where we may not have office. So we'll also open up to people who are in working from remote. And this will be the number one CRO to go to for both clients as well as the employees.
So big goals and a big vision.
Yes, we have a lot of work to do. We probably have to do a lot of bring a lot of new strategies that India hasn't seen. This is a new organization in India, and I think India is ready to see something definitely new that we haven't seen from other CROs so far.
I love that. It's always great when you can bring something new to the table, something exciting and something fresh.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, I think we've came to the end of the episode. So that was a really, really nice insight into, the operations in India, what we're currently doing and what we aim to see as well. So yeah, I think we just need to just watch it flourish and get to know our colleagues and just create that really good collaborative atmosphere that Verimed are known for. So thank you very much for coming on to the episode today, and I wish you all the best as well for continuing to expand in India.
Thank you so much. I think it was my first podcast, and I was, really excited and a bit of nervous as well. But I think, we had excellent conversation. Thank you for all, like thought-provoking questions. I really loved the conversation.
You are most welcome, and thank you again for joining. And thank you to everyone for listening. If you would like to be notified for any future episodes, please subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whichever podcast platform you're using. If you would like to know more about Verimed, please visit our website at verimed.co.uk, or you can find us on LinkedIn. If you have any questions about Verimed, please feel free to reach out to myself. And if you have any questions about our operations in India, please feel free to reach out to Gaurab as well. We're always happy to help. You can find us on YouTube and Instagram at We Are Verimed. And thank you all so much for listening. And until next time, see you later.